Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to The Strata, a Beyond the Dark production. Season 9, Ash and Steel. Part 2.
Are you there?
See, what's the matter? Is everything okay?
We've got a problem.
Wait a second. How come you're showing so much skin? Is this a new look for you?
I burned it. All of it.
You burned your clothes? Even your shirt?
Even the shirt.
But you love that shirt.
I did, before I found out it was covered in microbeacons.
Microbeacons?
Oh, I can't believe I was so goddamn careless. Shit, I never once bothered to check since we arrived in Highgate City.
Hang on a second. What happened? Did someone tag you with the drop?
No. These things have been on me for who knows how long. My contact, Murphy, he's the one who picked up on it. Oh, do you know how humiliating this is? That I didn't even notice I'd been covered in MBs? Shit!
Someone's tracking you.
Yeah, Rust? No shit, someone's tracking me. Hand me that array from the bench over there, will you? No, the other one.
What are you doing?
Putting together a makeshift blip system so I'm not flying blind here. I had one in my workshop that I use day in, day out, but it's not like it's going to do me much good now, is it? Being burnt to a cinder and all.
Who the hell would tag you?
First things first. Let's see what we're actually dealing with here, okay? Yeah, that should do it. Roll back a bit, huh? Give me some space.
Go on, start it up.
Okay, so let's start over here. Yeah, look at this. They're all over me, on my skin and everything.
Shit. Someone got you good.
Unbelievable. I've got more sparkles than a broken glitch box.
Should we try analyzing the signals or something? Find out where they're going?
Chances are, even if we could break the encryption, it'd just be some anonymous grid vault that someone's monitoring. It could take years to crack.
Yeah, I guess.
And to be honest, I just want this shit off me. I feel violated. Who knows how long I've been walking around covered in this filth.
When did you last have a shower?
Come on, Rust. Microbeacons don't come off with a handful of soap.
The cheap ones do.
Well, we can rule out street thugs from Dockerton, huh?
That's exactly my point. Whoever is targeting you has access to some serious hardware by the looks of it.
Yeah. Great. Just what I needed in my life right now. An obsessive stalker with lots of creds. Here, take this thing and sweep it over my back, will you? Shit. Rust, they got you too.
Huh? God damn it.
Look, microbeacons all over you. You're not as bad as me, but still not great.
How the hell could this happen? I haven't been anywhere for weeks.
The payload could have been hidden inside something that was brought into the lab.
Something Ximena brought in during one of her visits?
Someone could have planted it on an item she carried in, sure. Or something I brought in, for that matter. Then it triggers, and a cloud of MPs goes all over the place and sticks to anything it touches.
Maybe that's how they landed on me.
Could be.
And that means there could be traces of it all over the lab.
Yeah, we're going to have to scour this whole place and make sure it's clean. We don't want to keep getting re-tagged every time we touch something.
Have you got something to clean it?
I can put together a zapper, I guess. An electrical charge is the only thing that's going to kill these little bastards.
I need to call Ximena. For all we know, she and Carlita and Emily might be tagged too.
Good idea. Here, take this and look around while you're at it. See if you can find some more traces on the floors or any other surfaces.
I'll check the doors too.
I'll let you know as soon as I've got the zapper ready.
Yeah, you better get on it. The sooner we're clean, the better.
Clean? I don't think I'll ever feel clean again in my life.
What is it, Halliwell? This better be important.
Rust, I need another component from storage.
Yeah, what else is new? It's going to have to wait.
It's quite important.
You know, Halliwell, this would have been a lot easier if you'd put your storage racks on the same floor as your lab. Then I wouldn't need to traipse up and down between floors every time you ask me to play errand boy.
This facility was designed with the utmost care and attention given to the layout. The reason the storage is separate is...
Yeah. I don't need your life story.
So you'll get it for me. I'm sending the serial number now.
Like I said, it's going to have to wait. We're doing a cleanup.
Cleanup? What happened? Was there an accident? I told you that young child shouldn't be allowed in here. This facility is...
Keep your pants on. We've got it under control.
If there are contaminants present, I should know about it.
Hey, don't sweat it, Doc. I'm writing up a full report. I'll have it on your desk in a jiffy.
Don't patronize me, Rust.
Sure, I'll stop. As soon as you quit making stupid demands.
Hey, Rust, I need to talk to you.
Hang on a second, Halliwell. What's up, C?
I think we're done here. I've zapped this place till it's raw, and I can't find any traces of MBs at all now.
Good news.
I've kept a sample in shielded containment for analysis, see if maybe I can crack the signaling protocol. It's going to take a while.
Maybe we should take a break.
I feel like I could sleep for a week, but we've still got things to do. What does our friend want?
The usual. Another part from storage up on the second floor. I'm pretty sure he's just doing it because he wants to punish me.
What the hell is he up to?
Who knows?
Screw this. Let's get some answers. Halliwell, we need to talk.
Yes?
What's happening with the build? And don't give us the vague shit about promising leads. We want to hear something concrete.
I'm afraid you wouldn't understand. The work I'm doing is far beyond your understanding.
Well, you better get out your crayons and draw something up. Nice and simple for us dummies to get our heads around, because we're tired of your shit.
You're wasting my time.
You do know the cops are still looking for you, right? They're real keen to get to the bottom of the whole ghost fiasco and the mastermind behind it. So, even though you might feel safe and secure sitting on that padded seat, you should know something. Russ and I have the power to take that away from you, fast. And when we kick that chair out from under you, do you know where you'll land? On a slab of concrete in the dead center of Black Hall Lockup.
Yeah, you won't find the beds there quite as comfy. I can tell you that from experience.
It's the handshake protocols. They're proving difficult to sort out.
Details. Let's hear some more details.
Each limb has its own processing system that allows for distributed command execution. It's vital for real-time feedback and responses to the central unit. However, these processing systems have their own protocols, and each requires a specific command set to interface with the main controller inside Rust's chest.
That didn't pose a problem when you built this new arm for me.
I was able to build that one quickly because we already had a functioning arm to analyze. I copied the handshake protocols directly, and it worked first time.
Why can't you do that with the legs?
Or those lower limbs were running completely different code. The interface chips are branded with Flintoff Industries, a name I'm not familiar with.
You never heard of Flintoff? They were one of the best steel manufacturers around.
Steel?
It's slang for legacy tech. Only old-timers like Rust and me would know that, though.
Yes, I'm not familiar with it.
Could this Flintoff place help us decode the protocol?
Not likely. They went out of business 80 years ago.
Well, exactly. This is what I'm dealing with.
Can't you just build new interfaces from scratch? Pull out the old stuff that's causing the complications?
Those interfaces are buried deep. Deep within Rust's life support systems. In order to extract them, we'd need to shut the whole system down for 4, maybe 5 hours.
Shut down life support?
That's right. There would be no ability to pump blood or distribute oxygen for the duration.
I don't think I can hold my breath that long.
Clearly, we would need a fully equipped bioclinic to keep your human tissue in stasis while the work is carried out.
That's not going to happen.
Now you understand my dilemma. There's no option but to crack the protocols. Unless you have an original Flintoff Industries set of legs to spare.
No such luck.
Is there any way to speed up this process?
Not really. It's trial and error, unfortunately.
Okay. I can see we're not going to get any further with this conversation. That's enough for now. We'll let you get back to it.
I appreciate that.
So there's no other option. We have to wait.
I'm not sure waiting is a good idea either, pal.
Why not?
Have you forgotten about the microbeacons already? Somebody could be onto us.
Onto us about what?
Maybe someone knows we've got Halliwell stashed in here, or it could be one of your old enemies looking to get back at you. Either way, I have a feeling our time is running short.
Maybe we should just cut loose with this whole situation. It's not worth it.
I'm not ready to give up just yet. If we can get some more creds, that might open up some options for what we do next.
Well, it can wait for tomorrow. I don't know about you, but I'm beat.
Yeah, okay. Let's see what tomorrow brings.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favorite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Hey, look who turned up on our doorstep.
Emily, good morning. What are you doing here?
I was just in the neighborhood, so I thought I'd drop in.
Just casually doing laps around Highgate City, huh?
Something like that.
Did you get the message about the microbeacons?
Yeah, we got hold of a scanner and took a good look around.
And?
We found a few, but not much more than trace amounts. Looks like we missed out somehow.
So it's just Sienna and me. Strange.
Hold still, Rush. Just let me measure this here. Lean back, huh?
Sienna, what the hell are you doing down there?
Just relax. This won't take long.
Taking measurements? What are you doing, sizing me up for a tuxedo?
You in a tuxedo. I like to see that.
Am I interrupting something?
Damned if I know. Sienna got up early this morning and started pottering around with something outside. She's been zipping about like a lightning drone.
What's going on?
Just a little project I'm working on. Tilt your head back, Russ. Stop leaning over like that.
She gets like this sometimes. You've just got to stay out of her way until the storm blows itself out.
Yeah, I'll keep my distance.
Sooner or later, she runs out of gas and...
That's all I need. Be back soon.
And there she goes again.
I'd love to have just a fraction of her energy.
When she gets on a roll, she's something else. What's going on with you, Emily? What are you doing here?
To be honest, I'm not sure where else to go.
I thought all that stuff in Dockerton was keeping you guys busy as hell.
I've been trying to help where I can, but the truth is, things are difficult right now.
I could tell something wasn't right when you came over last night. Come on, spill it. Is something going on with Ximena?
No, nothing like that. It's just that, well... I'm having a hard time finding my feet here back in the Strata.
Is it culture shock after spending so long in Greywater?
Part of it, but I have this weird feeling of disconnect that I can't seem to get over. I mean, I see all these people around me going about their lives, but I feel like I'm in my own little bubble. Like... I'm on my own wavelength.
Maybe you just need to get involved in the community a bit more. It might help you feel some togetherness.
I tried signing up with the repair crews in Dockerton. I mean, I have a decent skill set when it comes to that sort of thing, being an optech and all, but they wouldn't let me in.
How come?
Apparently, they're only allowing certified contractors onto the sites, and I definitely don't qualify for that. I scrubbed most of my ID credentials when I went to Greywater. I barely qualify as a person in the Strata anymore.
Who gives a shit about that? You're one of the best optechs in Dockerton.
They don't see it that way.
Goddamn bureaucrats. Always getting in the way and messing things up. Those repairs would take half the time if it weren't for all the guys in suits giving orders.
I agree, but there's nothing I can do.
Can you get certified?
I looked into it. The process takes months at the best of times, but right now, with all the mayhem that's going on, it'll probably take a lot longer than that.
Is there something else you can do in the meantime?
Just stuff around the commune, like I said last night. But it doesn't really amount to anything useful.
Damn.
That's why I'm feeling like a third wheel. I just can't seem to find a purpose, and it's driving me crazy.
Maybe you just need more time, Emily.
I feel suffocated here. I'm trying, I really am. For Ximena's sake, as much as anything. but I don't know how much more I can take.
Can I offer some advice?
Of course.
I think you need to concentrate on what's best for you for a change. Don't worry about me or Jimena or what Dockerton needs. Just you. Do that, and you might be able to breathe again.
Yeah, I guess I should consider that.
Although, I bet you didn't come all this way seeking wisdom from me, right?
It sounds like good advice, just the same. But no, that wasn't my reason for coming.
So, what's the story? Did you want to take a break from all that shit in Dockerton?
Actually, I thought I could make myself useful here.
How so?
You were contemplating about having to go run up and down those stairs all day, getting parts for Hallowell. I figured that was something I could help with.
Nah, don't worry about that. I just complain a lot. It's really no trouble.
Let me help, Rust. Maybe it'll make me feel better.
You do realize this means you're going to have to spend more time around Halliwell, don't you?
The thought did cross my mind.
You hate the guy.
Hate's not really a strong enough word. But don't worry, I promise I won't bust in there and wring his neck without a good reason.
Speaking of busting in...
Oh, here she comes again.
Rust is ready, and I think it's going to work. Oh, I can't wait for you to see this.
Slow down, C. You're like a tornado.
Come on, out here with me.
Wait a second. I'm going outside?
Yeah, it's a field trip. Emily, would you mind watching Hallowell for a minute?
Yeah, okay.
What's got you all worked up?
You'll see.
Ah, damn. It's bright out here.
Blow off those cobwebs, Russ. You've been cooped up for too long.
Hey, look at that. The van. I haven't seen it in ages.
Looking pretty good, huh? I've been making a few modifications in my spare time.
Modifications? Sienna, what the hell?
Relax. It's nothing too major. Take a look over here.
You patched up the bullet holes.
You almost sound disappointed.
Well, you have to admit they gave the van some character.
Oh, okay. Want me to put them back? Here, just sit right here in front and I'll use you for target practice.
All right, I'll admit. It looks good. Thanks, C.
Don't thank me yet. That's not even the main event.
What have you done now?
Around this way. Come on.
You didn't mess with the paint job inside, did you?
Paint job? There's no paint in there, Russ. Just scorch marks and streaks of dried goo.
There's a special coating that protects the chassis from cargo spills.
It's okay, Russ. I didn't touch any of that. Here, take a look.
What the hell is this?
It's a passenger cradle. Put it together myself.
A cradle for what?
For you, you big dummy. Check it out. You just pull this lever here, and it pops right out for easy access.
Hang on a second. For me, shouldn't it be located behind the wheel in that case?
You can't operate this van without legs, right? Unless I'm missing something?
No, I can't.
So the cradle is here for you to ride as a passenger.
Look, Sienna, I appreciate you going to all this trouble, but what good is my van if I can't drive it?
You still know all the shortcuts, right? You know how to get from one place to the next faster than anyone else. That information is still in your head.
Yeah?
So, all you need is a little help with the driving and steering part.
Shit. You've hooked up a robo-courier nav system, haven't you? God damn it, Sienna. Those things are my mortal enemies.
Calm down, big guy. You know I wouldn't do it to you.
So?
Rust, I'm your driver. Me!
You?
Yeah!
But that's...
Go ahead. Tell me what's wrong with that plan.
Well, the van isn't some zippy little hover bike, you know? This baby is a few solid tons of angry metal, plus the cargo, and that's not going to handle like anything you've ever driven before.
I'll figure it out. After all, you'll be right there with me, to teach me.
I don't know, This could end badly.
Come on, pal. This is it. The answer to our cred problems.
It is.
Yeah, it's time to start the deliveries again. Rust, we are back in business.
Support this podcast and hear episodes a week early, ad-free, at patreon.com/beyondthedark. Season 9, Ash and Steel. Starring Michelle Mosley, Jason Churai, Elisa Marteja, Sam Slade, Ross Campsell, Arim Ju, Emma Sherjarko, Brian Jeffords, Peter Wicks, Stefan Martello, Sarah Ruth Thomas, Stuart Moyer, Jordan W. Anderson, and Ty Wilkins. Created by Mark R. Healy, a Beyond the Dark production.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Congratulations. You've reached the Amelia Project. A new life awaits. If you're not serious about this, hang up. If you continue, there's no way back. Leave your message after the beep.
Enter the offices of the Amelia Project and be ready for surprises, twists, and turns. Follow the Amelia team as they help their clients fake their deaths and come back with new identities. Each episode is different. Each client coming to the death faking agency has a unique story to tell. If death and disappearances, comedy and crime, mystery and magic sounds like your cup of cocoa, The Amelia Project is the podcast for you. Search for The Amelia Project wherever you find your podcasts. And remember, leave your message after the beep.